Fyrir nøkru manna og søgjane, ta stjøtnu frøyngar og i granska radiobildjer og annor signal i rymtene, skulle røyna eit nytt radioteleskop i Australia, målt og teg, nega løye. Tei målt og eit signal som kom i rymtene, som det ikkje var målt, etla se, fyrir. Vi kanna signalet nærre, kunde stjøtnefrøyngene avvisa, ja, signalet kom fra stjøtnemyndene spårdreganon, og ankostene fra myene og jokkara stjøtnehåpe vetrarbreitene, og ta pojka i bøynt imod jokkom. Men det var ikke det eneste løgna. Tøy signalet øktest i styrke, og gjørtest måttmiklare, og måttmiklare, og så mitt i Jötlund, slukna i det. Og i flere viker hørtest åtje urskjøtnemyndene spårdreganon. Men så, mitt i Jötlund, var det atre. Men nu var det holdt annerledes. Og så skifter det i styrke, størst og vakt, og så attor, størst. Kvæt hetta for et løye signal i rymtene.
Hello.
Hello, David.
Yes, good morning, or good afternoon.
Yeah, thank
you.
Thank you
very much for taking the time.
Etta David Kaplan, han professor i Alice og Stjøtnefrøye ved Lærta Haskolan i Wisconsin, Milwaukee. Og han en av taimon som oppdager etta signalet.
So this is a strange signal in two different ways. We started looking all over the sky with a new radio telescope in Western Australia, and our goal was really to try to find new and interesting types of radio signals. And this is the strangest that we've seen so far. So we spent some of our time looking towards the center of the Milky Way galaxy because there are a lot of exciting environments there. There's a supermassive black hole. There are many stars that form and explode. And we thought it might be an interesting place to look. And initially, we saw a lot of objects, but they were not doing anything notable. They were all very steady. But then a student at the University of Sydney, Ziteng Wang, noticed that one source, after looking for about 4 months, one source had not been visible at all and suddenly was very bright. And that on its own is a very unusual behavior. And the source continued to be bright for about a month. And moreover, the source exhibited a very unique property to its radio waves. They were what we call polarized, which means that the radio waves were doing a spiral as they traveled through space from the source to us. And this sort of spiral pattern has been seen elsewhere, but is very, very rare. And combining the two of those together, the fact that it was invisible and then was bright and faded, along with the spiraling radio waves, left us with two good explanations for what we could see. Unfortunately, neither of them turned out to be correct. So it was even more bizarre that it then faded away from view. We tried to see if we could identify any signal coming at infrared wavelengths, so light that is emitted from hot objects, such as something like a star, and we saw nothing. We also looked with another radio telescope in South Africa this time to try to see if we could understand what the signal was, if it was more like a pulsar, which is the spinning remains of a dead star that acts sort of like a cosmic lighthouse. And again, we saw nothing. And I think the student was getting a little bit upset because it wasn't coming back. Then all of a sudden, in February of this year, it turned on again. And again, it was quite bright. And it faded even more quickly this time. It faded out within about 1 week instead of 1 month. And again, that behavior is very weird. Sometimes we'll have a new source come and disappear, never to be seen again. This source has done it at least twice so far. So all of the normal conventional explanations for what the source is have failed so far. And what we're left with now is to try to come up with ever more exotic explanations or to do more detailed studies to try to see if we can unravel some new piece of the mystery.
Signalet ferast gjøknu rymtina som en snirel. Det kommer ikke fra en neutronstjøtne, og det heller ikke snurrande løvtene fra en dødjande pulsare. Hese firebriktene kjent å sende ut imisk signal i rymtina. Men hva for det slet av signalet dette?
It's a radio wave. It would sort of be like a new source of radio waves appeared in the sky, lasted for about a month, and then turned off.
Polariserar radiobilder og kommer onkostande fram ur skjøtne myndene spordreje.
So it's coming from somewhere in the direction of the center of the Milky Way galaxy, in the constellation Scorpio. We don't know how far away it is, though, and that's one of the big challenges in coming up with an explanation. It could be something that is not very bright, but it's just nearby, or it could be something that is much further away and is much, much brighter. And that should be a big clue to what is giving off the radio waves, but since we don't yet know how far away it is, we can't do that definitively yet.
Ui okkara stjøtnuhaupe vetrarbreitene veru meitt at det mittlun 100 og 400 milliarder stjøtnur. Og tvormate mittlun 100.000 og 200.000 ljósar. Vi gjør og norrun gigantist og allar hesa stjøtnar fyrast i ring om a svart hål. Og det onkustani herfra a signale kjemur.
So it's not coming exactly from the center. It's coming from that direction, although it's off by a little bit. And we don't know if it's closer to us in the center of the galaxy or further from us in the center of the galaxy or right near the center of the galaxy. But there are a lot of stars near the center of the galaxy. So we know right at the center, much closer than this is, there is a black hole with a mass of about 2 million times the mass of the sun. There are also many, many young energetic stars that are newly born. There are also remains of stars that have lived their lives and exploded and died, and everything in between. So it's a very dynamic, energetic, exciting place.
Signalet slaktnaje, og så flere viker etter var det atter her. Men hvordan kunne det være vysøy at talen om samme signal?
Because we can figure out where it is on the sky to very, very good precision. You know, it's not just like tuning a radio station in your car, but we can actually make a map of the sky as you would see it if you had radio eyes. So it's almost like a star that's visible at radio waves appeared and then disappeared and then appeared again.
SETI, som granskjegarstånder og leitar etter løyve ute i rymtene, sera hodtidgen av hesen. De av hva samarbeider dette vidt jeg så kjente VAU-signalet fra 1976. VAU-signalet var et radiosignal som kom fra støttnemyntene 17 og var det 42 sekund og hørtest omgant høy, atter. Is this an alien signal?
I don't think so. I haven't seen the SETI group comment specifically on this, but I am familiar with the WAS signal. We don't think it is artificial in origin because it comes across all different radio waves. So when we look for signals from artificial sources, like your radio station, they tend to be tuned to a very narrow channel. That's the way that you can hear that radio station above the noise of all the others. This signal instead comes at all different radio waves, when it's on at least. So that means that it is much more likely to be a natural source.
Boring. Om det ikke ranker underlig grøn vera ved antennen og høttenen som regner å få samband vi akkurat her gjør, hva er det signalet? Så.
We do believe that it is natural. There's no indication that it is not a natural. But it's just whether it's a type of natural source that we understand and have seen before or not. So it is probably something with a very, very strong magnetic field, maybe millions or billions or even trillions of times stronger than the magnetic field on the Earth. And it's probably something on the small side, maybe smaller than our sun. So on the scale of, you know, a human, the sun is very big, but on the scale of the universe, the sun is very small. So it could be something to do with a neutron star. So this is the remains of a star that exploded, but maybe one that has a super strong magnetic field and is doing some sort of behavior that we just haven't seen before. There are many of these super strong magnetic field sources, and whenever you bring a magnetic field into an astronomical object, it can behave in new and exciting ways.
Is the signal detectable right now?
Right now, no. We looked a few weeks ago. We're looking about every month right now, and it was not visible.
Takk fyrir samrøna, David Kaplan, professor i Alice og Stjøtnefrøye, vi lærte Haskolan i Wisconsin's Milwaukee.
Thank you very much for your interest.